good to be back.
Thank you very much for that, sir. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Nerd New York. That's right, we're back better than ever, and I'm happy to be back. The show here at YCRadio.org, the voice of today's generations, talk about the comic books, movies, technology, pro wrestling, anime, video games, and all that good stuff. I'm your host, Giovanni Anglin. And of course, I have my co-host, guys. Starting off first, he's back.
Excuse me. I am now the bodyguard once again. So let's just not, let's go back to that one.
Damn, Daniel Lashley, who's the bodyguard again.
Yes, and I have stories to tell maybe later.
Yes.
But hey, it's good to be back, ladies and gentlemen. I have missed this. I am home in York College in this dusty looking.
Thanks for talking us up, Danny.
All love.
And all right, of course, he's back, ladies and gentlemen. You knew him as the Russian Jew. You knew him as the Zhutyevetsky. But now he's under a new moniker now, because this is actually true. He is the professor, Elliot Wiseman. Why are you a professor here?
Because I'm tired of schooling people and not getting recognized for it.
You're a professor here?
Yes, he's a physicist.
Oh.
Yes, I know.
Nice. This guy.
And also new to the crew, but you know him already. He is my co-host on Black Seinfeld, and now he's going to be one of my co-hosts here on Nerd New York. Bastionista, what's up, man?
What's going on? I'm glad that I'm here to help you with the anime part of the show.
Yeah, because I really don't talk about anime that much.
Yeah, and that's a shame. I think this show could use a little
But that's why you're here.
Anime. Yeah.
You could talk about One Punch Man and Hunter x Hunter.
No, these are old anime. We've been talking about.
I don't know.
Come on, new stuff. ReZero.
So, Seven Deadly Sins?
No, the anime is terrible.
That is not a terrible anime.
The manga is good. The anime is...
You know what else is terrible? That new iPhone 7.
Yeah. How did you get rid of the headphone jack?
Well, because, Danny, you know how, let me give you an example, right? You know how, let's say you have an old car, right? Mm-hmm. That's this nice feature. Just make one up, right? Let's say there's a nice cushion underneath the handle. Let's say all these cars had them, right? Everyone said they liked them. They used them.
What's innovative?
Well, what are they going to do? They're going to stop making it.
Make it innovative.
Because people like it and it's convenient.
Yeah. On a business sense,
okay. Let's break down the whole tech of the iPhone.
They just want
7,
to move
please.
On to the future, but
exactly.
No,
but you can't,
they want to bring the future first.
What's one of the best deals about the iPhone? Why people buy an iPhone? $50, unlimited talk, text, and
it's
data.
It's new
right?
processor,
right? Right. So they
the
buy
new
it
processor, the A10, right?
So, well, you're buying it because, like, okay, there's a good, the phone usually aren't ridiculously
expensive. This is
expensive.
Or at least
the older models are affordable. So, there's your deal.
Oh.
Buying something, I'm just talking like reasonably priced, you know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of their big selling points,
right?
So, now they're going to charge $150
mm-hmm.
for headphones.
Yeah.
And
no wires.
There goes their selling point.
No wires.
No wires. The iPhone's very anti-wire.
Mm-hmm.
I read something funny online.
Connected through Bluetooth too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course. How else you gonna? I mean, what was I reading something online? That was very funny. So the iPhone is just trying to get rid of wires. Process. You know, generation by generation.
Yeah.
So the iPhone 20, it's gonna be like $10,000.
Yeah.
It's just gonna be a thought.
Yeah.
You're going to pay $10,000 for thought of the Apple 20.
Might as well.
I think we're going there. We're on our way.
Can't wait.
And what's the new? We have more storage now, so the max you could get is 256 gigs.
Wow.
I mean, thank
you know what would be great to use that memory on? Music.
Yeah.
You know what I'd love to listen to that music with? What? Some wired headphones.
Okay, my question.
But hey, I'd just like to say one thing. Like, you don't have to worry now if you drop your phone in like the bathtub or anything. Like, but you don't have to worry about that stuff, guys, because it's water resistant. That's what we've been asking for, right?
No, that's water resistant. Don't get confused with waterproof.
Oh, yeah. See?
Water resistant means you can use it while draining. Waterproof means you can go scuba diving with it.
Yeah, they got me.
Like the iWatch. Like, that's the big plus. You
right.
know? That's waterproof now.
They got me.
Apple Watch. I call it iWatch.
What's the Apple Watch?
The Apple Watch.
The smart watch?
Watch. Oh, I thought you said wash.
No. Watch. The watch.
Like they're making laundries.
My question.
Coming into Apple 2020, the new Apple Watch. I wash.
I wash.
It washes and dries.
Exactly.
And it doesn't play music.
And it plays music.
No, it doesn't play music. It'll do everything. TV.
Exactly.
TV, music. You know, it just
Bluetooth enabled, too.
And you will never leave your base.
That's a microwave.
And it has a
microwave. Dishwasher. Everything.
Okay. My question, does anyone remember when the whole thing about Apple was their wires, like the wired headphones. Remember those old commercials where just a silhouette dancing?
With the iPods. Yes, I do remember
that. That man,
that's the past, man. You're in the future, man.
Yeah. Like, I'm a futurist.
See how the future works is you slowly get there. You know, technology updates itself every about three. I mean, for computers at least, every 3 months you can go find your update tech at your store, right?
Of course.
Okay, so incrementally you're supposed to improve, right? You don't leap. Why? Because people aren't ready to leap. They don't see the hole. They fall in the hole.
Yeah.
Apple fell in the hole.
Yeah. Yeah. Nintendo.
And they made the hole.
Nintendo tried to leap with the Wii U. Look how that turned out.
That's not.
But that's an investment.
Let's save that for another day.
That was.
I would like to say the thing Xbox does. What's the.
But we're talking about even more practical. They're tiny, tiny little headphones. Now, I have wired headphones. I lose them all the time. I quickly find them because I see the wire lying around.
Hey, but don't worry, man.
I have widgets. I have things that I will lose these small wireless headphones.
Hey, but hey, if you lose them, you can only get them again for like $100.
It's only $100. What is that? That's half your paycheck, right?
Yeah.
Who's not raking in money here?
Exactly, man. I don't need to eat. I need to get those new headphones.
Right? I mean,
great idea.
Do you need to get to school? What's public transit?
$116.50.
Yeah.
I paid
and of course, $3 is coming up soon as well. $3 Metro cards is coming up soon, too.
They just raised my LIRR price.
They did?
Or is that recent? It was $210, now it's like $220 a month.
Ouch.
It's so painful. Basically.
So there. My monthly commute. That's a headphone set.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
Now at first, I was already torn between. Buying the iPhone, for the record, I have a Samsung, but if I had an iPhone, I would be stuck between buying my new pair of sneakers or my headphones that I obviously would lose.
Just
now I'm stuck between getting to my job or listening to music on the way to my job, which you see the dependence on getting the job, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to keep with the whole Android stuff.
See, that's the thing. I'm moving away from iPhone now. Now I'm going to get the OnePlus 3.
And remember, Samsung, this was the year to mess up. The iPhone, they had to do the recall on the Galaxy Note 7.
Just because
they were exploding. But all Apple had to do was not mess up. That's all they had to come out with the iPhone 7 and not change anything.
Okay, exactly.
And it still wins this year.
It'll be like iPhone 7,
now
sleeker,
yeah,
a little bit faster, just done.
Yeah, just like the generic improvements that you do every year for tech.
Not like, but we're getting rid of the home button and all this stuff.
Nah, we need the home button.
Hey, guys, we're getting rid of the power button to lock your phone. Just scream at your phone in public, and it'll turn off.
Yeah. The eye contact.
That would be sick.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. Samsung does it.
Yeah.
Well, no. I'm read your eye motion.
Yeah. Just look
no,
at
I'm
it.
Talking about like imagine contacts.
Oh.
That you put in. I'm talking 100 years in the future, probably be doing this, but like context,
like
that
2 years.
How you look at your phone,
yeah.
Right, get rid of your phone, your contacts, you see your phone.
That'd be so sick.
You mean the Google glasses?
But context.
But context.
Google contacts.
Google contacts.
Google contacts.
Oh, get it?
Okay, yeah. Who are you talking to?
Oh, God. Thank you for that punny remark.
All right, man.
They got you the name already.
So I guess we should end this conversation is, are you guys going to get an iPhone 7? I have an iPhone 5C, so it's going to be time for me to upgrade.
You're going to get the 6.
But I when honestly they come just out with want the 6.
You should get the 6. The 6S?
Yeah,
definitely get that.
When the 8 comes out, are you going to upgrade to the 7?
No.
I think they will have to backtrack.
They're either going to backtrack
they're
just
going to
run out of business.
Yeah. They lost 2 points on the downside.
Those stocks
Yeah, like 2 points something.
Wow.
It's like $4 billion.
And this will be available.
That's a lot of money.
This is going to be available by the end of the week.
So the time to buy
too.
Apple stock is now.
Actually, no. The time to act. Yeah. Yeah, it is. It already dropped.
It depends on your trust. Because shout out to Elon Musk, the owner of Tesla. For firing people.
Yes.
And those people are now being hired by Apple. And that got me thinking, it's like, is Tim Cook hiring uncreative people? Because Tesla's all about the future.
Of course.
So if he's firing them, that means he's not creative for him.
Exactly.
So I'm thinking that Apple's not creative enough anymore.
I feel like they're running out of ideas.
But ever since
Steve Jobs died.
And there you go.
R.I.P.
You know?
So Danny, on your question, though, it is time to buy Apple because, really, how much worse can you go down right now? They've already announced their product. All they can do, I mean, in my opinion, I'm sure there are many who are going to disagree here.
Of course.
All they can do is say, oh, we know, okay, the community's backlashed this, but we're going to do this to improve. We're going to take this feature out.
I'm still kicking myself because I didn't buy Nintendo stock when when they were low. Nintendo stock was low. Pokemon Go came out.
What do you mean was low? Oh, yeah, it did jump up. Yeah,
and it jumped up. I could have just sold it and just made a ton.
Wait, you didn't?
I didn't have any Nintendo stock to sell. I would have bought some stock, but dang.
When I have money, I'm going to invest in stocks and gaming and phones. Yeah. And I'm just going to make my money. Just make my money on my big once-a-year releases. That's it. Yeah. All right. So I know you want to rant more.
No. Oh, well, you can see, I recently bought the iPad Air.
Yes, we can all see this on this podcast, too, sir.
And I like it a lot because I'm moving away from the iPhone 7. I have iPhone 6. I usually upgrade every 3 years. Yeah. But it's like, you know what? I'm just get the OnePlus 3, deal with it, you know, have fun with that. No, I have my iPad connected to my MacBook because I still need something to on the go.
Of course.
But this is perfect, you know. I like the iPad. It's cool. I always dissed it when it first came out, but I appreciate it.
So in the future, if Apple continues to make these decisions, can we see you going towards
a Samsung, maybe?
They're just a PC Samsung side.
No, I'm just continuing OnePlus.
Maybe? Okay.
I'm just continuing OnePlus. Right. They still use Android systems. Okay. Yeah. What are you using, Marshmallow?
Maybe. I'll tell you in a second. All right, keep going.
Yeah. All right, let's get into some comic books, y'all.
Hey, what are you guys reading?
Currently, right now.
Do you have a list?
I ain't gonna lie, I ain't reading squat.
I have a list. Okay. Because I do the membership on 71st. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Monastery Comics.
Oh, but I did finish up Spider-Man. I am finishing up with Spider-Man Deadpool.
All right. So I'm reading.
Is that good?
Yeah, it's really funny.
Okay. I'll
Deadpool's mission is to take out Peter Parker.
Just because.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Send me that one.
Yeah, no problem. I got you.
So I'm reading a few. Dark Knight 3, Master Race is still going. I think it's like twice, every 2 months it comes out.
Yeah.
Teen Titans when it comes out later this month. Batman Rebirth has been great. Right. Flash Rebirth has been great.
We're going to get into Rebirth.
Nightwing Rebirth is pretty cool. Star Wars is still going. Darth Vader's ending this month. All New Avengers is not bad. Spider-Man's not bad.
Did they do
Wonder Woman Rebirth is pretty good. Titans Rebirth is one of my favorites at the moment. Superman Rebirth is pretty intense because I like the Superman because they killed the other one.
Civil War 2.
Green Arrow Rebirth. I haven't read it, but my little brother likes it. So
Civil War 2?
Civil War 2?
Civil War 2.
Trash.
Civil War trash?
Yes.
Let's talk about not one needed? Thing. The Rebirth series I've been hearing is really good.
Yes, it is beautiful.
Very good.
Captain Marvel.
And this is canon, yeah?
Like, is it canon?
What, Rebirth?
Rebirth is canon.
Should I explain how quickly?
Yeah. Rebirth
all right,
is,
so
it's not a reboot. It's just basically they're bringing back all the cool stuff you used to love about the old 52 and just bringing it back in and merging it with the new 52 universe.
Because, so it is canon.
No, yeah, it's canon because Flashpoint, after Flashpoint, 52 happened.
Right.
But the problem is that it's not necessarily 52. It's because, what's his name?
Someone stole 10 years.
Yeah, Dr. Manhattan, you know. He stole 10 years, so everybody's missing. So the person
he just stole 10 years of time?
Yeah, he just, I don't know.
I know he does it, but I'm just saying,
something
for everyone.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. He did something for everybody. And the only person that knew is Wally West. So we needed Wally West's eyes to figure out that something was going on.
And Wally time
and
travel.
That,
okay.
Yeah. So now it's probably going to be the Justice League versus the Watchmen. I don't know.
So if I want to catch up on the real main story here,
I could email it to you.
What am I reading? Rebirth wise, what do I need to read to merge
the first
onto
the first Rebirth
of everyone?
Yeah. Now, yeah, I guess, but I could just send you the 4-chapter Rebirth comic.
Okay.
Yeah. I definitely have that on my computer.
So I want to give a big up to DC for finally doing something well. Better than Marvel.
It's
been a long time.
Because, Suicide Squad so bummed me out.
Wait, you didn't like it?
No.
Shout out to Jeff Johns.
Can we spend like 3 minutes on this?
Do you like it?
I liked it.
No.
I liked the adaptation of it.
No.
You gotta give me like 3 specifics of why it was.
No.
All right, ready?
Okay, first off, Jared Leto. Let's put it out there, right?
He nailed it.
No.
Yes.
Not his fault. Not his fault.
No, it is. No, okay. No. Are you going to blame it on editing? No. Are you going to blame it on editing?
I'm blaming it on Warner Bros.
You're going to blame it on cut deleted scenes?
Jared Leto, as his acting for the Joker was good.
No.
That's a different take.
Yeah, I'm not.
I know you want to get into this.
I'm not saying if the new Joker is good or bad. That's for everyone to decide. But I'm saying he acted that part well.
Look. No.
Okay. Yeah, I think he was a good actor.
The script gave them
nothing. He's a good actor, but for Joker,
that too,
no.
That's what you're saying. He didn't like it. First of all, he didn't like it.
Wait. Oh, do you just not like the new Joker at all?
Because he wasn't
a
Joker.
I actually liked his look.
I bet you he went in biased.
No, I actually liked his look. I did like his look. I like my Jokers as gangsters, and he was a gangster. I like that, but...
No jokes have been told.
He's just...
That's because the Batman punched his teeth.
No.
When he told him a joke.
No.
It's like...
Nah, not for me.
I really like what they did.
So what's your take?
Also, okay, I didn't like the movie, but...
Thank you.
I'm just like... Why is Enchantress the villain? The whole problem with the Suicide Squad is Amanda Waller, it doesn't work because you caused the problem.
Right. That's true.
Facts.
That's true.
Facts. I gotta end the film from there.
Yeah. All right. I gotta say the one part I really didn't like about the movie was because about the middle of it, I felt lost of like who they were really fighting.
Right.
That's what they're. But other than that, I thought it was a pretty good movie. I thought the character's adaptation.
Shout out to Will Smith playing Will Smith.
Did amazing. Yeah. Shout out.
You know what? I forgot that he and Margot Robbie was in that movie Focus. I was like, oh, they had a lot of chemistry together.
Shout
I was like,
to Margot
Robbie.
That's
why
she's great. I thought she's gonna be the worst character for some reason.
I thought they were gonna kill Harley Quinn. I thought they were just gonna make the Hollywood stereotype sex object.
I mean, they kind of did.
But Harley Quinn is that.
But she has herself.
Not really. She really isn't. Harley Quinn is not that, if you want to go back to where we first saw her in the animated series of Batman.
Okay, fine.
She's so not.
But
they didn't stop there. That was a well done Harley Quinn.
My question is, why would you say, why is this team formed? How come it's this team? Because you have a guy who uses boomerangs, a guy who's good with ropes, two people with guns, and a girl with a baseball bat against basically a god.
And a gun. It's a pretty sick gun. Have you seen it?
Yes.
It's a big gun.
It's basically a god. Why are you sending those people to fight basically a god?
Because they are expendable, Danny.
Pretty much.
Yes, That's the problem being they're gonna lose. They didn't just send it.
They sent in military. They also sent them in. That's why it wasn't just like the fate of the world depended on them. It was them. They had their whole plan, but they were this.
Yeah, they are the Suicide Squad. Yeah, but we also know that military was gonna get wrecked. Didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course.
Come on, you had Deadshot. He had his own, like, first of all, there's a lot of excellent scenes in this movie.
Right.
One of the best scenes was Deadshot just killing everybody by himself.
I think that's one thing I didn't like about the movie. It was just the Deadshot, Harley Quinn show and Joker show.
They didn't give Joker that much time, but it's definitely the Harley Quinn.
But of course, he was like a big pinpoint of the movie.
Can we just get
off this?
I actually wanted to say when the movie started to be bad. Was the first 4 minutes when they changed the song 3 times?
Yeah, it was like a big ADD movie for some reason. Like
it was like one song.
It was just one song. Then colors.
Another song. It's like they didn't have a DJ to mix it all three songs in.
You know what Charlamagne said? Charlamagne the guy was like, "Suicide Squad is the rendition of a 90s hip hop video."
That's the Suicide Squad. The beginning of it.
That's Suicide Squad.
All 90s hip hop videos were terrible.
Yeah, you're right.
Let's talk about something else.
Let's talk about the new shows that are coming out this month. One of the big ones, Luke Cage.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot.
Oh boy.
September 30th.
Ah.
I'm not feeling it yet.
What?
It's a black thing.
Why? It's because he's black. Because he's yo.
No, like, no.
I knew it was
so black.
I knew it was coming.
Everything
so
about the trailer.
You know, actually,
I mean, shouts out to Harlem. He is in Harlem.
Yep,
shout out to the Wu-Tang.
What question? Elliot, do you realize that you actually look in the commercial? You actually look like Danny Rand. You look like Iron Fist. You kind of look like Iron Fist.
Yeah.
Yeah, you kind of do.
Is he going to be in there a lot?
No, he's going to be in his own series.
Yeah, they actually have his own Iron Fist show.
That's my list.
Oh snap! So basically, Elliot is giving me the comic book movie layout.
Yeah.
October 2016, and Gambit's supposed to come out next month?
Yep.
Really?
It's they delayed that.
Oh, they did. Yeah. All right, so this is an old thing, but
Yeah, okay.
It's still coming out?
It's
still
going
to come out.
It's just delayed.
Okay. Oh, of course. Yeah, I already know this
is Doctor
Strange.
Yeah, Doctor Strange is the next
November
one
4th
on the list.
I'm so excited for that because it's
first of all, it's Benedict Cumberbatch. I mean, have you seen the man?
Yeah, I have seen Benedict.
Have you seen his acting?
I have seen his acting.
Sherlock.
Have you seen Sherlock?
I have not seen Sherlock, but I have seen him in The Wrath of Khan.
12 out of 10 show. 12 out
it
of
is.
10.
It really is.
And
really?
And now that I'm excited about Doctor Strange because they're actually going to introduce ancient Eldritch magic, not like science. It's magic is science we understand.
They're going to keep, according to the trailers, it is strictly from the comic book.
Yeah.
It is strictly.
Which is great. Which means we already know the villain.
Yeah.
Like, we actually.
I don't know anything about Doctor Strange, by the way.
So let's not spoil.
Oh, yeah, you're a DC guy.
I'm a DC guy.
Can't we all just get along?
We can. But like for like recently, you know, Marvel's been killing it.
Exactly. You're understating that one.
Yeah.
Shout out to Flash TV show.
They're going to
do Flashpoint.
October 3rd.
They're doing
right?
Wally West now.
And they're doing Flashpoint. Yeah, Wally West.
And we're going to have this is pretty much
four
Supergirl. Speech,
Supergirl. Is that good?
Trash.
Okay. I like Supergirl.
Trash.
Huh?
I like Supergirl.
It's
really upbeat.
State your piece. Why?
Okay, Supergirl is really
Smallville
upbeat.
Smallville trash remastered.
Wow!
I like Smallville, okay?
How dare you?
Like, you can't just sit there not trying. Like, yeah, that 10-season-long show that actually raked in ridiculous amounts of money to where most of the actors never had to work after that. Horrible show. You can't just dismiss it.
I can. Just did.
Supergirl.
Season 8. Disgusting.
Okay, yeah. I like Supergirl for reasons. It's like it's upbeat. It's not. It's nice. It's just like
you like looking at her.
She's not that pretty.
Wait. Okay. Oh, Danny, I know what kind of girls you like now.
But
okay. You know what? I like Supergirl, but it's gonna cross over now with that other trash. What's that other trash show? Legends of Tomorrow.
What? Legends of Tomorrow was trash.
It's a little bit. Like,
no, a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Rate out of 10.
What's your rating?
6.5 out of 10.
That's not trash.
Oh, and you do decimals too.
Yeah. Wait, is that Rotten Tomatoes score? Or is that like just a generic score?
Generic score for me.
Yeah, about to say Rotten Tomatoes would be 2.
I give it 7.5.
Okay.
7.5?
Yeah, because Captain Cold was killing it. My favorite character.
Captain Cold was cool.
He better be in season 2.
All right.
Okay, I do enjoy, what's it called? I and the Flash, best show on CW right now.
Yeah,
right.
Definitely.
Definitely.
And Arrow, like, my 2 out of 10 show.
I can't.
2 out of 10.
I can't get into it. I can't finish Arrow.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I couldn't finish that.
Everyone's giving me a general sense of Arrow, it's terrible.
It was great.
I know.
Season 1 was amazing.
I knew it used to be good, and then it just.
It fell off. I don't know. It just didn't bring
Felicity.
Me back.
And everyone wants to blame Felicity, though.
It is. Like, that's it. She's the worst character ever.
Felicity is the.
I don't
understand
how, though. Like how.
I know it's not. It's what's her name?
It's her talking.
No, it's. No, who's the. Canary?
Oh
no.
Look,
she
is annoying to me.
Oh.
Okay. No. Oh. No. I am I'm
rant.
Sorry.
Daniel's rant for
I'm
today,
sorry.
Gentlemen.
Excuse me. Like, they killed Black Canary.
Good.
And I'm like, no, because as a person who loves comics, I love some things. Some things should just stay. Green Arrow, Black Canary is just one of those things that should just be. Mm-hmm. Like Peter Parker has Mary Jane. It doesn't matter what color she is. It's Mary Jane.
Technically, Peter Parker should have had
Gwen
Stacy.
But let's face it. She drops off a bridge.
Damn.
That was such a
savage.
Messed up.
All
right, man. So we got 4 more minutes left, and I just want to end this. I wouldn't want to say pro wrestling because it's technically UFC 203.
Oh, did you see the McGregor fight?
No.
Yeah, I saw the McGregor fight. He's back. He destroyed Diaz, but I wanted to talk about CM Punk.
Oh, okay.
Punk. Okay, look, Punk, you have my respect.
Okay, so let me give Bastion some perspective on this. So, Bastion, there's this wrestler named CM Punk, right? Who was on the top of the wrestling world, right? Then he quit in 2014. He hated wrestling to join the UFC, right? He joined 2014, and this was his first fight. Saturday was his first fight, so it took him 2 years, right? So the fight lasted one round, 2 minutes and 15 seconds due to submission. It wasn't close at all.
In his favor?
Not in his favor. He lost.
Like, dude.
Bad to
Mickey
Gall.
My whole thing is, I respect anyone who gets in that octagon.
Absolutely.
But I would have respected you more if you at least made it to the second round.
See, the thing is, with the whole situation is, like, it's UFC, mixed martial arts is not professional wrestling. It's so not professional wrestling because there are guys that train in different combat, like jiu-jitsu and judo and all this other stuff.
And they,
like,
bring it to the ring.
And then they bring it into the octagon, but it takes them time to get better. It takes them time to earn even a brown belt. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and that's what he was facing against, a brown belt in jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, he wasn't going to win.
He was not going to win, of course, but CM Punk almost guaranteed victory, too.
To be fair.
Do you remember that?
Oh, God.
He guaranteed victory.
Wait, he has a brown belt?
No.
The guy he was facing,
Mickey Gall?
What is that?
Oh, next to the brown belt is the black belt.
Oh, okay.
Legit.
But, like, the brown belt, you have to earn. There's so many ranks in the brown belt. Exactly. And then you go black belt, and then there's so many ranks.
Yeah. All right.
But brown belt is not something you ease. It's years.
Mind you, he's never fought in the – CM Punk has never fought in the UFC, so he goes in – to UFC 00, mm-hmm. and plus there's a lot of underground martial arts fighting that you have to go through to even get to the UFC, but only based because of his name and who he was.
Oh, the money is there.
Yeah, he got paid 500 G's.
For what? That fight?
That fight. That's how much he got paid for it.
Yeah. 500 grand.
$500. How much went to hospital bills? Mm-hmm. Actually, they should have great Medicare.
He should, right? I agree.
And then he just got in there, smashed within 2.15 seconds. No, sorry, 2 minutes and 15 seconds.
No, 2.
Cauliflower ear.
Well, let's be honest. Like, none of us would last 2 minutes and 15 seconds.
Oh.
Yeah.
What do you mean? I could run around for quite a bit in that ring.
All, like, of us would have trained to get there, so it will last longer. You know, for him, he kind of jump stick, right?
Yeah, he jumps so many steps. Even Dana White said it himself after the fight was done, like, his next fight shouldn't be with the UFC, because that isn't even fair, to be perfectly, like, honest.
Yeah, look, let's go.
He's in the game, too, isn't he?
How old is he?
He's 37.
Oh. Let's let you go to Bellator. Let's send him to Bellator for a little bit.
His career is coming to an end.
Not even Bellator.
I give him like a couple more years, and then he needs to retire.
I love CM Punk to death, but I mean,
this affects your brand.
This is real fighting, man.
This affects your brand.
This is real fighting. I'm sorry. I knew he wasn't gonna win.
Don't mess with the brand.
Off top, Brazilian jiu-jitsu fighter, brown belts.
Yeah. Well. At least all my – well, I didn't watch it because I was at work.
Yeah.
But what I did watch yesterday was Backlash.
Oh, yes, Backlash. I didn't see a lot of black Backlash, but I do know one thing. AJ Styles, your WWE champion.
AJ Styles.
AJ Styles.
AJ – God dang it, guys. All right.
But I just want to close out just saying this, like – we live in a pro wrestling world where Kevin Owens is Universal Champion, AJ Styles is WWE Champion, and Shinsuke Nakamura is NXT Champion.
I'm just mad that the entire club could have been champions at one. The entire face of the club could have been champion at one time.
Well, right. Thank you for joining us at YCRadio.org.
The voice
this is the professor, signing off.
Peace!
Woo!